Hey guys, welcome back to the Undercover Nerds podcast. I'm Robert, Master of the Blade and the fifth Ninja Turtle.
I'm Tammy, the savage simp of the seven seas.
Oh, I love that. That's a t-shirt.
Okay. I'm Angel, Death Note recipient and Sonic's best friend, Fuck Tails.
And I'm Sonata, and I will never be good at anything unless it's watching anime.
Keep it real one time, yo.
Not always brings back to reality of how depressing we are.
Listen,
it's just me.
I've been binge watching that time I got reincarnated out of the slime, and I'm like, damn, I should fucking do something. I should go for a walk. I've just been sitting here watching anime.
Yeah. But today we are talking about music and the anime openings and closing, anime music that we like in general. Because we were already talking about it, so we thought, why the fuck not? Let's go ahead and keep talking about it.
Yeah. This episode, we're just going to sing our favorite anime openings for you guys. You ready?
Just strapping for an hour of us bastardizing your favorite anime songs.
I'm going to supply the horribly annoying pink haired anime girl voice.
That's music to me. I don't know
what you're Nani?
So
I'm not gonna lie, that was amazing just now. I did not expect it to come out. It completely disarmed me.
Sonata, we used to, whenever our friend group would get together, someone was always like, how many minutes until Sonata says Nani?
I used to do it so much.
I think we had a thing where we were like, Sonata, we dare you to not say Nani for, I think it was like 10 minutes. And I brought up something about Mulan, and immediately.
It was so bad. Everybody roasted me.
So before we jump into it, did you guys have that experience as a youth when you were caught listening to anime openings, or were you more secretive about it?
I was so fucking stealthy.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because all of my friends were like metalheads and shit like that, it was like a split between metalheads and then like kids who were into rap. So I like couldn't, and I just couldn't, because then they'd be like, what the fuck is this shit? You don't even understand it. And I'm like, well, fuck you. I can look it up online.
Fucking, you don't understand trap music, but you still listen to it.
I was secretive with it, I guess, but I just didn't, nobody else deserved it around me. It was just for me.
I had a whole character arc with it, because I was secretive at first, and then I hit a point where I just had, like, excess fuck it in my system, and I was like, it's like, yeah, this is weeb shit, but also look me in the eye and say it's not a bop. Like, tell me this song isn't good.
Yeah.
But yeah, with that said, we're not gonna do like a list format. We can just kind of vibe out and talk about which anime openings and endings.
So all right, let me paint y'all a picture. All right. 16-year-old me, wannabe metalhead, very long curly hair, on the train by myself going to high school in New York. I have Ichiri no Hana blasting in my ears. Nobody's fucking with me. Nobody's fucking with me.
Listen,
I'm so powerful in those moments.
That song is all fun and games until you get to like just after the chorus and the dude comes in. Oh my god. Yeah.
So
I remember
good.
Hearing that for the first
so
time
good.
When I watched that, like, the first time they switched that opening in Bleach, and at the end, like, he's screaming, I was like, oh, shit just got real! Because, like, it's that with, like, the overlay of, like, him slowly turning into a hollow. It's, oh.
Yeah. So listen, good. Such a good song. Nobody knew. Nobody on the train knew. Everybody's stressed out going to work but me.
I give Bleach a lot of shit.
I definitely shared my anime playlist with my weeb friends. But for the most part, I don't know. Like, I still felt a little embarrassed. Kind of, like, the same way where, like, when I started listening to K-pop, people started kind of giving me shit about it. And I was just like, bro, mind your damn business.
I remember because of anime, I got into K-pop because after listening to so many openings, 21's Come Home played. And it was just downhill from there.
So good.
But now K-pop is cool. We don't have to be a
secret. I got into K-pop through Super Junior, but I'm also older than you.
Yeah. I have friends now who listen to K-pop and they're like, why did you never tell us? And I was like, imagine this, 2014, you looking at me, I'm telling you about K-pop, I'm telling you in 2015 about BTS, you don't want to hear that shit because you think I'm weird, so fuck you. I'm gonna live in my own bubble, and that's why I stayed so secretive, and I'm so good at living a double life. Dude, and now I have no shame.
I
will tell everybody, like in our wonderful simping episodes, how much of a trash person I am, and I will dive deep into that even more today.
I remember finding out
guys,
about BTS.
Please, I'm hanging by a thread here. Please don't get in the cape.
All right. We won't.
But
we snap. If you guys want to hear more about that, we did a BTS episode back in the day, so go check that out. But we're talking about anime openings and endings today.
So like, it's not an opening or an ending, but anytime I was sad, threw on fucking Sadness and Sorrow. They have a 1 hour loop on YouTube. I'm staring at it right now, actually.
We can extend it to anime songs in general, because Don't Lose Your Way from Kill la Kill is another, it's a good one.
That is a really good one.
But, you know, you're like, okay. I was in a good mood.
In a similar vein to Don't Lose Your Way, Sorairo Days from Gurren Lagann. It's weird. Like, whenever that song starts, I'm like, do I want to listen to this right now? And then, like, halfway through the chorus, I'm like, oh, yeah, I love this song. Why did I ever second guess myself?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I used to have a bunch of anime songs on my playlist, and I just got too embarrassed to listen to them because people were just like giving me weird looks. So, but definitely one of my, I used to have like all of the Gundam Wing songs on there. Just Communication. What is the other one?
God, I hate K-pop so much.
Okay. No. Anime openings. I really like Paper Moon from Soul Eater.
Ooh. So Soul Eater, I really like the endings for them. The third and fourth ending for Soul Eater are so good. That's one of the shows where like they go out of their way. I mean that mangaka does this with his adaptations. I don't know how involved he is, but they go out of their way to pick songs that are abnormal for what you'd hear in anime. Like Fire Force, their second opening is like flat out just like a heavy metal song. It's not even Japanese. It's just a rock song.
And it's so good.
It's so good.
When season one came out, the opening and ending, I was playing those two like on loop consistently while I was getting my room together.
The first opening is just like, it's
year
so
started.
Good.
God, I loved it so much.
I won't sing it because I don't remember the words,
emotion.
But it's good.
Sorry. I just remember that.
One of my go-tos lately has been 99 from Mob Psycho.
Good song.
Mm-hmm. And by extension, 99.9 from Mob Psycho 2.
The song I was obsessed with that I ended up learning all the Japanese words, including like the hard, super rappy part, was Shiki no Uta from Samurai Champloo.
Oh!
The ending theme. That song is godlike.
It is.
To this day, that's probably, honestly, if I had to make a list, it's like top 10 best songs of all time. Just New Jobbies, right? Untouchable, huh?
That's the intro song, right?
No, that's the ending song.
Okay, I like the Okay, yeah, now I know.
It's super good too. But yeah, no, Minmi, she actually recently did an English version. It's kind of garbage, but it's also it was kind of ripped off from somebody who did it like English version on YouTube, so it's kind of scummy that they did that. But either way, Nujabi's production, Untouchable.
I've noticed there's a lot of overlap.
I love
Nujabi's
anything though, like
RIP, man.
I've noticed there's a lot of overlap in the anime covers community, but also like it's like. There's what, maybe 4 or 5 big YouTubers who do anime covers, like that's like their main thing. And I think they, for the most part, try to make sure their lyrics are different from each other. But I've heard some where like, that's clearly like super derivative of this person's translation. And like, you know, it's not easy to translate a song, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, in all honesty, like if you covered a song and then the person whose song you covered did a cover of your song, I'd be going crazy.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is amazing. I don't care about credit or anything, but, you know, it is kind of shitty. They kind of took it, but also that song live is super like reggae influenced. And it's also, they got actual Japanese girls whining on the dance floor.
You know, I don't know if this will ever happen, but like songs I want to hear live, Seven from Seven Deadly Sins. I don't particularly like the show's okay. I haven't watched a lot of it. I've seen the first season. I'll go back to finish it later. But you have Flo and Grand Rodeo on the same song, bro. It's so good. Also, do you guys remember the first anime song you downloaded to your iPod, Zune, Nano, whatever you had at the time?
Yes.
I had a Zune. We don't have to talk about it. But,
what's that Donald Glover bit? It was like, oh, Obama has one. It's like, it's still a Zune, motherfucker. Like, no, get out of here.
Get out of here, bro. That shit was dusty. We all know. But, that fucking MP3 player needed lotion. And, it was Tank from Cowboy Bebop, which is top 3 best openings.
Yes.
I got an iPod late in life. So, well, quote unquote late in life, like middle school. My first one that I downloaded was Closer from Naruto Shippuden.
Mm.
The one where, spoilers, our favorite.
Yeah, Jiraiya.
No, Asuma.
Oh, yeah.
Although that opening is also fucking heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking song.
Fucking see Naruto with like the tear going in reverse because he's hanging upside down. How dare they?
Mine was Fukai Mori from Inuyasha.
Remind me which. Never mind, I was going to Google it.
Bobitachi wa.
Oh! Okay.
That song is so good.
Yes. That one will. That'll make you feel something. Even if you don't watch the show, a single tear will run down the side of your face.
Yeah.
There was a meme I saw recently that was like, you don't know what life is until you've woken up at 5 in the morning and when you have the Inuyasha ending theme playing.
I would
TV
also,
because you fell asleep with TV.
I'd argue you can.
I was like, how did that happen to me?
You can substitute that with Life is Like a Boat from Bleach.
Mm.
I think they both have the same effect.
You guys remember the song again from Full Metal Alchemist?
Boy, do I!
Oh yeah, that's the Shorty spitting bars in that song.
Yes. Also, Sonata.
That's Yui. I like that song.
Mm-hmm.
Sonata, what was the first anime song you downloaded to your MP3 player of choice?
I cannot remember because I did not get like an MP3. Like I got my first like iPhone in like the junior year of high school, so I really didn't download anything. I mostly just listened to it, like, off my computer, and I'd, like, go up and be, like, anime openings, and I just would click play, and then, you know, once I found my favorite ones, I would just kind of let them cycle through.
Then I'll rephrase. What was the first one that you can remember that you went out of your way to look up to and listen to later?
Oh, definitely Paper Moon. I listened to that religiously to the point where my mom would walk in and be like, you know all the words, but you can't speak the language. And I would just sit there and be like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
It's called culture, Mom.
It's like, Mom, I don't need to know the song to know the song.
Exactly. I feel it in my heart. My Paper Moon. Woman, let me live. Yeah. I don't know. It took me a while to actually start downloading songs that are like anime based onto my phone. Because it was very much like I kept those two worlds separate. So it's like the applications that I had were very much like songs I could click shuffle and my friends would be appeased. Because I was terrified that one day, you know, an anime opening would pop up and they would just look at me and be like, you degenerate. And I'd be like, yeah. All right.
So I lucked out. And went closer, Ino Joe, the artist for it, he did a Japanese cover and an English cover. So I was like, all right, if I download the English one to my iPhone or my iPod, even if it comes up and there are friends nearby, they will be none the wiser. They'll just think it's a weird sounding song and they won't know I'm a fucking weeb.
That is so smart. There's just something different about anime openings, dude. I will be going 95 in a 55 mile per hour speed limit, and I will not give a fuck in the world. I will be like, you know what? Yeah. Bluebird's playing right now. Don't fuck with me, officer.
You can't die while that song is playing. It's a proven fact.
It's science.
I couldn't be a cop. If I walked up to someone and they were playing any anime song, I'd be like, do you know why I pulled? Oh, hold up. Is that Grip? All right, we jamming. Like, fucking get out the car. We're vibing right now.
Yeah. There's an anime. Oh my god, it's such a terrible anime. It makes me so mad because it had so much potential. It's called Mikaku City Actors.
I haven't watched it, but I know of it.
Oh my god, it was so disappointing because it had so much potential. The art direction was so cool. But it came out, it was like, it had a companion album by this guy named Jin. And the music is fucking fantastic. He's like a guitarist. Oh, this and one. The guitar work is insane. It's like, to this day, I'm like, how is this man is a god?
Oh, so just speaking of about musicians inside of anime, other than Given, which Sonata's already walked away, so I'll talk.
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm just trying to find headphones so we don't have to listen to my 4-follower sneeze.
Oh. but there is a... there's an anime out right now about these different groups that get into rap battles called Hypnosis Mike. And...
Mean the first few episodes of Devilman Crybaby?
I was literally about to say, if we're going to talk rap battles, can we talk about the illest flow from the goddamn Devilman Crybaby?
They were the stars of the show.
They really were, to be honest.
I had to run back that, like, I think it was an episode that opened with a freestyle cypher.
Yes.
I ran that back. I don't even remember what happened in that episode. I ran that freestyle cypher back like 8 times.
It was good. I was kind of like confused because I was like, is this actually good or am I just like fucking crazy right now?
That shit was crazy. I was like, what is
it? But like the funny thing about like Hypnosis Mike is that it was actually a game before. And the thing is like only one of all of the, they have like fucking 18 to 19 rappers on there or sorry, rappers, quote unquote. The characters are rappers. There's only one who's actually a rapper and has worked in rap, and you can tell. Like if you regularly listen to rap, like you know exactly who it is, and it's painful. And like the thing is, like apparently he gave pointers to the other voice actors to help them along, so they're like not like horrible, but like the way that they string together these lyrics, you're just like, ooh, bro, that's just not, that's not how that should go. It just doesn't sound good. So, and he also wrote his own rap too, which is why it also works better than the other raps inside of the anime. But like, it just cracks me up when people were like, oh my God, this is so good. And I'm just like, bro, no, it's not. I wish it was. I wanted it to be good because all of the guys look very attractive.
So,
and their rap battles are so epic because it's just like they have these mics and they summon these giant fucking speakers from the ground, and it's absolutely ridiculous. And that is actually there. So like that world doesn't have guns in it, but the mics are the weapons of destruction. It's
hell yeah,
ridiculous. But I think I am gonna watch it just for the pure like.
Wait, what's fun. That called? That sounds, you kind of sold me on that just now.
Called Hypnosis Mike. And like, I'm not saying the raps are bad. Like, they're not horrible by any means. Like, they're still entertaining to listen to. But like, it's just painfully obvious which one is like the guy who has done rap before.
Yeah, I'm a real big fan of like bad rap. So that's not even a negative to me. Like, you know.
So. Okay, I mean, go for it. Like, it looks a lot like really entertaining.
Earlier, Angel, you brought up a show that you wanted to be good, and it wasn't. But the music was great, which makes me think of Sword Art Online. Because the
shots fired, Kirito, what do you have to say about that?
Listen, it's a hot take. I know. I won't get into my feelings on Sword Art Online. I will just say that if nothing else, goddamn, the openings are consistently good.
And we have our goddess Lisa to thank for that. Thank you, Lisa, for existing.
They got Lisa twice, I think. She did the opening for the first one for season 3.
Yeah, and I think she did Crossing Fields, and then she also
Fields.
Did the one where...
Oh, she did, what was it called? I want to say it was called Strength, but that's, no, that's a Soul Eater ending. It was, it's on my Spotify playlist. 1 second.
side note, one of the great, oh my God, Evangelion, easily one of the best
Cruel openings of all time. Oh my goodness, yes.
I sent Rob a video of a girl doing karaoke with that, and he automatically went, "We are doing karaoke in Japan." And I'm like, "Yes, yes, we are."
Yes.
And I'm not dying until I do that.
Right.
You
know how they have try not to dance challenges?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That song is like a try not to levitate challenge.
Dude.
Like, try not to put your arms out and just
try not to.
Some days, if I really, really hate myself, I'll put on a try not to sing or dance challenge with anime openings and just sit there and suffer.
You guys do, like, I was talking about the Gundam Wing opening earlier. Did you guys do know, like, just the Just Communication song, right?
I do not.
Oh,
you probably need it to be played.
Makes me sad.
I'll play around with the thing. Provided I was smart enough to figure this out, you guys will be hearing the songs we're talking about in the background of the episode. If you don't, it's because I've lost too many brain cells and I can't figure it out.
I would have to edit it in probably, but I don't really know if I want to put it that
way. Yeah. We'll figure it out. We can talk about that off camera.
Or we can make like a Spotify playlist.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, look at Sonata coming in clutch.
My marketing skills.
That's a really good idea, but I have a hard time finding anime theme songs on Spotify.
They've added more.
YouTube.
I checked periodically.
Yes, YouTube probably better.
Yeah.
They add some periodically, but there's a lot of them that are on there. Speaking of, I'm looking at my anime playlist. Everything by the Pillows. Literally everything by the Pillows.
Oh, I was about to say that.
That song made me play guitar.
Really?
No cap. On God.
They have a... They have one from the newer Fooly Cooly series called Thank You My Twilight that, like, it like starts off like a, like an 8-bit alarm clock and just goes into this, like, just amazing song. I want that to be my ringtone. I need to set that as my ringtone.
Have you guys ever watched, I know this is kind of like a, it wasn't super popular, but it was called a Beck Mongolian Chop House Squad.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
This is hard.
It was good. It was not Chop House, sorry. It was just Chop Squad. Madhouse was the studio that produced it. But, like, all of their music was done by, like, almost all of their music was done by, what is it? What are they called? Beat Crusaders.
Mm, they're another really good one.
Really fun. I was made to hit in America.
Angel, I'm hoping you know this one, given your musical past. But did you ever watch Dead Man Wonderland?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
The opening for that one?
Yeah.
Wonderland. yeah, that sounded pretty cool.
I think it was a collaboration between, I don't know the American band, but it was like two different bands. One of them was Japanese, and they worked on that song. Was it called One Reason, I think? Because they made a new band just for that show called Dead Man Wonder Band, which is an objectively bad name, but I see what they were going for.
That song caught me off guard because I watched the show and I remember the first episode, it was like kind of cool, but I was also a little disenchanted. But then the song comes on, like, I think at the end of the episode. And I was like, this is hard. Mm-hmm. Or at the beginning of the second episode or something.
Yeah.
But it doesn't outright come on in the first, at the beginning. And yeah, that song caught me off guard.
I mean,
we were talking about Dead Men Wonderland?
Yes.
Yeah.
God, I'm so mad at her for getting pregnant and not finishing the series.
But
the song hit hard, though.
I mean, I don't know about the manga. I know the anime stopped halfway through where the manga ended, like, literally halfway.
Yeah, no, she quit the manga because she got preggers.
That's
which I understand, but also at the same time, it was getting
and
so
studio,
good.
The studio closed, too. The studio Manglobe. RIP, man.
But I mean, I said this off camera, but I'm a firm believer in that a good song can, I won't say make or break a show, but it can keep you going on a show or reflect how you look back on it. I give Bleach lot of shit, both on and off camera, but part of the reason I still love it is whenever I hear one of the openings, it transports me back to when I was a kid and I would watch the recorded episodes that came on Toonami the night before. And I'd watch that on, like, before I went to school in the morning. And just kind of, it reminds me of why I loved Bleach in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing with Naruto, too.
The wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, I don't know who was into Maximum the Hormone.
Woo! Me!
Yeah, all right. Admittedly, I only know the one song. But it's a bop.
Was it Zetsuo Billy or What's Up, People?
Oh, it's F. The one that was in the Dragon Ball Z movie.
Did you not watch Death Note?
I have not seen Death Note.
What?
I've seen like three episodes. All right, so here's the thing. I always try to watch Death Note after watching a show that was super colorful and high action. And it's hard for, I need to watch something super sad and then watch Death Note.
Watch Colin Ad and then go over to Death Note.
That's a tall order, Tammy.
But, excuse me.
Yeah. I know I like it because
openings and endings. I mean, like, they had the two from Maximum the Hormone, but they also had the, what was it, Nightmares?
It was like this fighting anime. I forgot the name of it. Akadzi. They did the opening for that too. I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Oh, what? No, I was thinking I'm not gonna think of it.
I know one song from Death Note. I don't know if it's Maximum the Hormone, but it's the one was like Light the World. That one is that Death Note?
No, it's not that one.
What am I thinking of?
That's the one they didn't do. They did What's Up, People? Zetsubou Billy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it for Death Note.
That's it for Maximum Hormone for Death Note.
Hold up, what show am I thinking of then?
No, that's Death Note too.
Oh, okay.
It's just a different.
I was like, is that like a completely different anime?
This is shit. One.
Dude, I don't have many anime figurines, but for my 23rd birthday, my mom got me an anime Death Note cake, which was the most gangster shit I've ever seen, and I have a figurine of Light Yagami because of it.
It's called Nightmare by the World.
I haven't bought the anime figurines because I know once I start, it's going to be a downward spiral. I know I briefly mentioned them earlier, but rather than name specific songs, again, literally everything Flo does.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in fucking half the anime that exist.
Flo, like what? Name one.
Name shows that Flo has done. Naruto, they did a song for the Dragon Ball Z movie. Death Note. They did a cover of one of the songs from Kenshin. What else? Fucking.
Oh, hold on. I think I remember. Yeah, they did the song Go.
Yeah, they've done a bunch of anime songs. They did
stuff for... the sad one for Naruto.
Yeah.
I realize the screaming pain.
They've done a few for Seven Deadly Sins.
But I'm going straight ahead with the scars.
Did you already mention that they did one for Code Geass?
Oh, yes. That was like the second... Listen...
My bad.
Colors and World's End are part of the reason why Code Geass is my favorite anime.
Colors is good.
Fucking when they come in with that Jibun, whoa, like that. Boy.
I just do an honorable mention of Chain from Air Gear.
Oh my god, yes.
I forgot about Air Gear, bro.
Yeah.
That show is underrated.
It was so good. I'm listening to that once we finish this. I'm listening to just everything from Air Gear. We'll put on that soundtrack.
Real quick, let's do what's the worst anime opening you can think of?
I can't think of
it. In terms of like, we didn't like the song or it didn't work for the show.
Just the song makes you want to skip that motherfucker. I'm gonna say whatever. I forgot which one it was in Naruto. It was like, "You are my friend."
you know what? It's distance. That one, it grew on me over time, but it is still my least favorite Naruto opening.
Oh my god, I have tears in my eyes.
It starts so aggressively. There's no lead into it.
He sounds like he's leading a marching band, but like his band is like, dude, we play punk rock.
Like, imagine it's like it's late at night, you're watching Toonami, and your parents' room is like across the hallway, like mine was, and you go from like Steve Loom's like calming voice as what's his name from Toonami, and then it cuts to like, and now we're gonna watch Naruto, and it cuts to that dude like, you are my, like it's just like, dude, you're too loud. My parents are asleep. It's 1 in the morning. You gotta chill out.
You are my day.
Think of a bad anime opening that I know that there is one, but because I blocked it from my memory, I don't remember. But I can tell you now, though, some underrated music, and I will. I hated the anime itself, but the music from Gravitation was actually pretty fun. Like Spicy Marmalade. Spicy Marmalade.
I've got one. This is a cop-out answer because the anime was kind of designed to be bad, but I don't like the opening or ending from Ghost Stories.
Oh, just kidding. Rob.
It's a cop-out answer, but I didn't care for either of those. You know what is, I don't know if it's underrated, because I think the show's been getting more traction. It won a few awards. But both of the openings from Kaguya-sama, Love is War, they're...
Yes. I was just about to say, I I've noticed, like, a lot of, like, past animes tend to go, like, the more, like, heavy kind of pop punk, like, kind of rock side. But now that they're getting, like, more into jazz, like, Kaguya-sama and Death Parade, like, those two songs.
Flyers is really
Death
good.
Parade.
Flyers is so good. And you can listen to it on repeat. Like, I could be crying to listen to, like, last episode, but I will be up and dancing when that opening plays for the final episode.
Also, Angel, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry. But the opening for Beastars is also really good.
It's really good. At least listen to the opening.
If don't nothing
rage.
Else...
For everybody who's listening, I'm not going to rage right now. All right. And it's only because Tammy is petting her dog and it's adorable.
Here's the thing. You, if
and
you
I
don't
can't be mad at animals right now.
If
but...
you don't watch the show, at least listen to the opening in a void because it is so
I'm
good.
I'm not touching that. Play button on that. Oh,
it's
not
such a...
The furry escalator.
It's such a good balance between jazz and rap.
My soul rages against your words right now.
Your soul will vibe with the music. Just take one step. Nobody's telling you to go all the way.
I can't vibe with it. I can't, man. I just, human skin is so valuable to me. It makes me so sorry.
I also thought the songs from Dr. Stone were pretty good, too.
I haven't heard them.
Dr. Stone is just a good show.
There's a really bad one I remember. It's called, y'all ever seen Another?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like a spooky anime. That song is so aggressively terrible.
What's the, I don't know the name of it, but, Watamoe?
The
opening for that? Yes.
Yeah, where it's just like, just heavy screamo, but the whole anime is just about this awkward, like, 13-year-old girl who wants to fit in.
Yes.
Oh my god. That girl is me.
Dude, I feel kind of bad about saying this, but I know I feel like there's a bunch of our listeners are going to probably try to come for my neck, but I'm not a big fan of the My Hero Academia songs.
Tammy, I'm gonna come for your neck. What the fuck?
I'm sorry. I think that they're really basic sounding, and I'm just, I don't know, like, they're okay. They're not the worst by any means, but, like, they just don't do much for me, to be honest.
Can I take the heat off of both of y'all?
Sure.
Yeah.
Please, before Robert comes through the screen.
And y'all are
gonna be like
for
the
my,
rain.
For my nerd card, but I've never seen My Hero Academia.
Yeah, it's okay.
Ah, come on.
It's long.
I'll let you live.
Well, it's not that long yet, but it's getting old.
I mean, it's just, I read some of the manga, and it's like, it just seemed like basic shonen. I wasn't in the mood, and I never went back to it.
I might take your nerd card for calling it manga.
I read the My
it's
Hero
manga.
It's manga.
Oh, manga.
Manga.
I'm just kidding.
Sorry. Sorry, Japan. Forgive me.
So I have one that isn't—it's not an opening or an ending, but the song that plays in Dragon Ball Z whenever Gohan goes Super Saiyan 2 for the first time, Day of Fate.
But is that only in the dub version, or is that the sub version too?
Don't know.
A lot of times they change the stuff from the sub over to whenever like they go over to dub, they like change into rock.
Listen,
type
if they
song.
Did change, if it's a dub only song, then that sucks for Japan because it's a good song.
I think they did because I just pulled up the Gohan Super Saiyan 2 theme that's Japanese and it's like a lady singing very softly.
Yeah. Just like
ballad piano.
Dub only songs aren't the worst. Like Rock the Dragon is a bop. That got me pumped up to watch the show.
I did that's like probably one of the only times that I really appreciated the dub changes in the music.
I just unlocked a memory of a dub only opening that I loved as a kid.
What was it?
The opening for Zatch Bell.
I don't remember it that well.
I don't know how many people do, but I was way into Zatch Bell as a kid, and the Four Kids opening for that was legitimately amazing.
I'm pretty sure Zatch Bell freaked me out because of how big his eyes were.
They have huge eyes. He looks like a marionette.
Oh, Sonata.
Is that the, you know who's got the power?
Yes. Yes.
So, given the opening, the ending, and the motherfucking Winter Story song.
I know all the words to, fuck, I don't want to butcher it, but food. I'm not going to say it, but yeah.
It's a Winter Story. That's the English translation to it.
Yes. I know all the words to that bitch, and I'm currently relishing in my own sadness, and I let Mafia, like every single time his scream comes up, I'm like, I'm screaming with you, motherfucker.
When he lets out that scream, I, nearly burst into tears every single time.
With the submachine. And I'm like, ah!
It's so good, but the thing with that song is that when you watch it with the video of everything that plays out, and he's on stage, and he's just like I miss you, I can't forgive myself, I'm like no, and then he screams, and then you're just like I'm crying again. This is, 20th time I've watched this, and I'm crying again. It's like Frozen 2 all over again.
It never, never, never ends. Every single time after that song plays, I have to play the opening to Yarchin Bitch Club. It's the only thing that makes me happy.
So I have... This might be a technicality, based on whether you consider it to be anime or not. I personally do. Every time a new season of Ruby comes out, I anxiously await for the soundtrack for that season.
Ruby does have a good soundtrack.
Jeff Williams and Case Lee Williams consistently knock it out of the park.
I think we've already had this discussion, but I would call Ruby an anime.
I mean, it's on Crunchyroll, which, if that's not a point in its favor, I don't know what is.
Yeah. I don't think that we have to discuss Tokyo Ghoul, because we tried to horribly sing it
last episode. I don't know.
Also, Freckles from Rurouni Kenshin.
I didn't even think of Rurouni Kenshin. Another one in my head, and then I just totally fucking passed it by. And I know you guys would have known what it was.
I have another one. Now, I haven't watched JoJo yet. And it's because I want it to exist in this realm of what the fuck is this? And if I watch it, I'll know what it is, and it'll ruin that mystery for me. So I'm putting it off for as long as I can. But I have been listening to Bloody Stream since I was a kid.
Oh, that's a really good song. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
That's the second one with JoJo, Joseph Joestar, right?
I guess. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about the show, but I know Bloody Stream and I know Giorno's theme.
Yeah,
Giorno's theme is a bop. Of course.
Bloody Stream is the one that's like dun, 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 dun. That's all I remember.
I really just started watching it, but the opening and closing for The Great Pretender are really
yes.
good.
Well, the ending is legitimately just a Freddie Mercury song.
it's a Freddie Mercury song, so I mean, that's kind of cheating. But
no, it just means that Queen is anime.
Got vibes to it.
Queen is anime now. That's all that means.
I know. That is kind of wild.
You heard it here first. If you listen to Queen, then you're officially a weeb. Deal with it.
you know what I kind of miss? A lot of older animes used to have this really singy openings, like the Yu Yu Hakusho opening.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's the one I was thinking about earlier. Oh, got it off my chest.
Oh, how have we not brought up the Trigun opening?
Classic.
Yes.
That might actually have been the first one I went out of my way to look up. I didn't download it, but I listened to the Trigun opening more than I have watched episodes of Trigun.
Fair enough.
Okay,
that's what good music does to you.
That's fair. Not so much the opening to Sailor Moon, even though it is iconic, but the Walk It for Sailor Moon.
I had that as my ring, like my little like alarm thingy for so long.
Yeah, like me, actually Keith bought me the Walk It, and it has a, it's actually a fan-made one. It's not even the Bandai one, because the Bandai one looks cheap. The one that he got me is like a digital one where the you see this moon spinning. It has like a charging port and everything. Like, and it's.
I just want love like that.
Yeah, he got it for me for a wedding present.
They're so cute.
So Sonata, cute. You've been watching the new Fruits Basket, right?
I've been waiting. I love those songs so much.
The endings.
Old Fruit Basket songs. I haven't heard the new ones.
Eaten by Monkey is so good.
Boy, Tammy, if you thought the ending for the opening and ending for the original Fruits Baskets were both sad, boy, oh boy, did they try their best to one up that with every single one for the new series.
Right. It's just like, it's such a nice, like, melancholy kind of vibe, uh-huh. And I love it so much. Like, they're on my phone right now. That's I let them play all the time.
I also feel. Oh, you go.
No, go ahead, because I have a big thing.
I was going to say, I feel obligated to talk about Attack on Titan. Just the songs from that. And also, Tammy, I can't believe we've gone most of the episode without you bringing this up. History Maker.
Yes. I'm about to burst out in the song, and I'm trying to hold it back right now.
No, burst out, because I don't know what that is.
Don't stop us.
All of that.
I was going to say, like, I'm looking at the poster.
I was so, I'm like, how have I not, it's right behind me. Like, oh my God.
So I pulled up online, it's an article, best anime opening themes of all time ranked.
Okay.
So let's run down and see. The number 15 is Lum No Love Song by Urusei Yatsuda. Who cares?
Does it not say which anime it's from?
Yeah, it's called Urusei Yatsuda.
That's number one. I want to talk to
have
you.
No,
that's number 15. I'm just going to scroll down to the top 10. It's got Udagiri no Yuyake from Durarara, which is a really good song.
I don't remember. I know it has good songs, but I don't remember which one it is.
Udagiri no Yuyake.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
That song is so good.
It's so good. The visuals for that opening in general are just so snappy.
Yeah. All right, and then they got of course they got Battle Cry from Samurai Champloo.
Okay.
Mujabi's hot shit. Oh, they got Bloody Stream.
Hell yeah.
Oh shit.
Boom. The Day by Porno Graffiti, bro. That's such a good name.
Oh, I actually know that one.
Yeah, that's my hero. That's my hero.
Okay, you know, okay. I'll give them that one. I'll give them that one.
Get wrecked.
They have one good one.
No, but they got you right here, though. Again by Yui. Boom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The Hero, One Punch Man, good song.
I haven't heard it.
I wouldn't put it all time, though. It's crazy.
Yeah, it gets you amped up for the show, but I think the song in a vacuum, I wouldn't say it's top 10 material.
Yeah. They got Colors.
Hell yeah, they do.
It's number 7. Number 6, Tank, which to me is too low. They got the Pokemon theme, like a bunch of freaking dweebs. I guess that is, it's iconic as fuck.
I guess, but that kind of feels like a cop-out.
I want more songs, not like theme songs.
That's such a good song, though. Damn. Like, you could sing that at a bar and people will join in.
Also, I would join in. Hot take. I think the Pokemon Johto theme is better.
You should have warned me, man. I would have grabbed some oven mitts because that is steaming hot. What in the world is wrong with you?
Phased out.
We'll cycle back around to that. What's the rest of the list?
The world from Death Note, which is the worst one in that whole show. Are you crazy?
It is. What's up, people? Like, I mean, it's still good, but it's definitely the worst one.
Who is this list by the way?
By CBR.com.
Oh, which, okay.
They're hit and miss.
They are hit and miss, because number three is Cruel Angel's Thesis.
What? That's number one.
That's got to be. That should be.
I'd say at least two.
Wow, number two. Number two, Unravel from Tokyo Ghoul.
Ooh, I could agree with that.
Oh, fuck this list and the horse it came in on.
What's the first one?
Number one is Gurren no Yumiya from Attack on Titan. Bruh.
Okay.
Better than Tank?
Here's the thing about that song.
I don't know.
Here's the thing about Gurren no Yumiya. It is a good song, yes. However, the song as a whole is not as hype as the one verse. That one verse is why people like it so much.
However, that's a hot Robert catchphrase.
I use that so much in my daily life. The one verse in that song carries all the weight for it. That's why people love it so much. But the rest of the song as a whole, it's fine, but it's not number one material.
Yeah. I want to mention two. One, and they're both kind of in the same kind of ethereal realm. I don't know if you've already mentioned this or not, Sonata, but Elf and Lead.
I was waiting for my chance. Shit. I'm not kidding you. You know on TikTok how everybody was like, oh, I want to play the Howl's Moving Castle piano ballad at my wedding. No, I want the Elf and Lead thing to play.
Walk in like you're walking to your fucking cast.
Yeah. Marriage is death and I'm going out with a blaze of glory.
And then I don't remember if you guys remember, if you guys have watched it or remember it, but like the opening for Black Butler.
Money from No Kiss.
I don't know if I'm remembering it wrong, but I do remember that I liked it though.
You're probably talking about Monochrome No Kiss. That's a good one.
Because I was also gonna say like another one that I've never watched Noragami, but I know that the opening.
Oh,
is
Noragami
good.
Has some good openings. Yes.
Oh yeah. Okay, I do remember. Yeah, I do like this one. Yeah.
Also, I feel I have to backtrack, otherwise. If I don't, this will be the first time we get emails and it'll be for people to chew me the fuck out. I have to defend my Pokemon thing. I think the first opening is amazing. It is a classic. It is a staple of anime and cartoons alike. Everyone knows it. If I'm looking at it as a song and not through nostalgia goggles and cultural significance, I think the Pokemon Johto theme song as a song is better. If I removed it from the show and my experience with it, I think as a song it is better.
We're gonna nail you to a cross.
Wait, I think I'm thinking of a different Black Butler song that was a little bit more gothic theme to it. I just can't remember what it was. Did Black Butler only have one opening?
You might be thinking of one of the endings for it.
I thought the endings were all cutesy and shit.
I like the first one that Becca did.
Oh my god, I remember this one! It was for Black Butler 2. That was a good one. Sorry. I'm okay.
Parasite also had some good ones.
the memory came flooding back, because I actually like Black Butler 2 a little bit better than the first season. And I know people are going to fight me on that, but it's because I love Eloise Transy.
Tammy, nothing you have said in this podcast will be as bad as me saying that thing about Pokemon. All the hate will be directed towards me.
The very best.
That
no one ever was.
I'm pulling a Lelouch. I'm directing all of the hatred towards me, so that once I die, you guys will live in a better world.
Robert, I can't save you. Please stop digging yourself further into this.
I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm thinking about it.
Opinions are opinions. And the thing is, they're always just wrong, so it's okay. We'll just let Rob live in his
own. Initial D.
I haven't.
Have you not heard any of the songs from it?
No.
Oh. I don't believe so.
No. Okay. Oh, that's why I like the second opening. It's because it's by the Gazette. I used to have like 3 of their albums. My emo rock. Actually, no, they were glam rock, right? Or what was it called when, like,
rockers were pretty?
Rockers were make. Oh, God, what was it called?
Hair metal?
Miser and stuff like that. Like, they would, like, they were. Like, well, actually, just kidding. Never mind. They wouldn't be in the same league as, like, Mouse Miser. It was, like, a type of, like, it was almost like glam rock, but it was like the band members would dress like gothic Lolita, almost. You know.
Oh.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Term for it.
Yeah.
Like Deer and Gray used to do that.
Yeah, Deer and Gray used to do it. And then, like I said, I can only think of Malice Mizer. I think Gact used to do it with his band. Yeah.
It's called a thing. I forget.
But the Gazette did not do it. I do know that. The Gazette was just very, like, edgy rock. But, yeah.
This is another one that's...
I know what that thing's called. It's going to bother me if I don't...
Japanese.
I will say, while everybody else is looking, the one thing that I always go back to is the entire soundtrack of Angel Beats. Including the Girls Dead Monster album. I will listen to that forever, including Crow Song. I will die with that.
What is it? Playing
Crow Song, Angel Beats, Girls Dead Monster.
Oh, I never watched Angel Beats. Right.
I found an anime.
I highly
opening.
Recommend it. It's on my OnlyFans.
I found a list of
I watch it all the time.
It's top 25 anime openings, and it's from a more credible source. It's my anime list.
Real quick, I forgot. There's a little story too. I forgot the name of it, but the one for Ghost in the Shell standalone complex.
Yes.
Well, Angel, that's on this list.
Nice. But also, I recently looked at the YouTube page. And that song came out, like, what, fucking 12 years ago? They've been commenting on it every day.
Oh, wow.
Every day. You can check it now if you go to YouTube.
Yeah.
All right. So, according to my anime list, the top 25 best anime opening songs of all time, 25, Tank from Cowboy Bebop.
Nice.
24. Battle Cry, Samurai Champloo.
Mm-hmm.
23.
Those should be higher.
23 is Inner Universe from Standalone Complex.
Yeah.
Inner Universe is
so great. Yeah, dude, they commented 3 minutes ago.
Damn.
20. Oh, I'm going to butcher this name. 22 is Kuso Mesoro Giri. The song from Future Diary.
That was a good one. I was actually thinking about that one earlier.
That was a good one.
21 is, hold up. Oh, right. 21 is My Soul, Your Beats. 20 is Unravel. Did I? I'm going to stop counting and just list, because I'm going to lose count at some point.
And then, Unravel, I feel like Unravel should be higher on that list.
Tank should not be at the bottom. That's crazy.
I'll start counting in when I get to the top 10. So then we have Lilium from Elven Lied. Cruel Angel's Thesis. All right. Gurren no Yumiya should not be above Cruel Angel's Thesis.
Chala Hechala. You should skip to the last 10.
Chala Hechala is lower on the list than I would have expected. Let's see. The song from Higurashi, I actually don't know it. Again, from Full Metal Alchemist. Colors. The World, Death Note. The opening from Nichijou. I'm not going to try and pronounce it because I will butcher it. Share the World from One Piece. I don't know if I'd say that's the best opening from One Piece, but sure. Flyers. Goya no Machiawase from Noragami. I Am from Inuyasha. Butterfly from Digimon.
The songs I Am.
I
don't know about that.
Moonlight Densetsu from Sailor Moon. Bluebird from Naruto Shippuden. Asterisk from Bleach. Duvet from Serial Experiments Lane. I have never watched this.
I do love that song, but I don't think that it really deserves to be that high on that list.
All right. One Reason is really high on the list. And I like One Reason. It should not be this high on the list. Oh, One Reason was number one on the list. That's not okay. That's not right.
When was this last updated?
That's a good question. This is from 2015. That's still not okay.
Honestly, one of the better Inuyasha songs, in my opinion, is Shingetsu no Uta.
My favorite was Grip, and that's partially because it's the one with Bankotsu in it.
Yeah, but is that the one that has like the keyboard opening? The do do do. No, that's not. JK, don't listen to me. Move on.
Regardless.
I'm so sorry, Rob. But you just put the ending song to Clannad in my head because you went do 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 do, and my head went down.
That song hurts me. So we're coming up on our time for this episode. Do you guys have any last anime songs you want to talk about before we close out?
Yes.
The opening for Devilman Crybaby.
Oh.
Yeah. And the closing, actually.
Oh, that shit, man. What? If life is so fair, why do roses have thorns?
I don't think any of us can top that. So that's going to be it for this episode. Send us your favorite anime openings, endings, songs in general.
Go in on this man. He said the Johto theme is better than the legendary OG opening of Pokemon.
You can send us emails to yell at me or tell us what songs that we should have talked about that we completely forgot to. Email us at undercoverspodcast@gmail.com. I'm all flustered now.
Because you know what's coming.
I'm going to like come home and get a death threat. And it's going to be like, you know what you did. And it's like, oh. I shouldn't have said
it's
that
just
shit about
Pikachu
Pokemon.
Standing at your door.
I'm gonna get stabbed by someone in a Pikachu onesie.
It's gonna be me.
So what's going on?
Do we want to end this one with a horrible anime opening rendition?
Oh, Lord, should we? Let's do Blueberry Mary.
You know what? Since we didn't talk about it, let's end it on the first opening for Inuyasha.
What's up? I don't remember that one. Let's see.
I want to change the world.
Am I the only one singing?
I honestly don't know past the first two words.
I don't know all of the Inuyasha openings. I mean, all the Inuyasha CDs. Y'all failed me. I'm done. I'm quitting this podcast. Thank you.